I love you all so much. If you will allow me to again today, and again, thank you for everything. Can I just go over again what I've done already for 2 weeks? And you say, Pastor, again? Yes, because there's some here that weren't here for those couple of weeks, and I would like to share this with you because I want you to get in on it with us. I want to talk to you about the blessing of the shelter. The blessing of the shelter. Now, I told you that this time 8 years ago, I believe it was 2017, we were in Israel, and we saw the shelters. It's called the Feast of Shelters. And God told Moses, he said, tell the people now, they've been wandering around the wilderness for 40 years, but now they had entered into the promised land, the land of milk and honey. Okay, so they weren't having to suffer like they did before. So they got into the promised land, had all the blessings, and God says now, he said, I want you to tell them now that they've got everything, now that they have it all, they said, tell them not, listen, look at me, do not forget where you came from. How often can we go from nothing to something and then forget what we came out of? He said, I don't want my people that suffered all of those years under Egypt's bondage and hurt and then wandering around the wilderness for 40 years living in a little lean-to, a little shelter, a little tent, a little booth. I don't want them to forget that. So he says, you tell them, Moses, now every single year they are at the Feast of Tabernacles, at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, they have to keep a Feast of Shelters. And so they will make a little shelter in their backyard with three walls. It can be out of cloth or badger skin or whatever you want to make it out of. And so it's a time of remembrance. So in Israel, they go out there for 8 days. They still do this. We saw them. And when we were driving down the road in a bus, a tour bus, there were apartment buildings we came to. They may have an apartment on the third floor, and on the patio would be built this shelter out there. And so they go out there, and some still sleep in the shelter, and many stay in there the entire 8 days. Some people literally will go and rent a room at a hotel. You didn't go with me, but you girls that went with me, the ones that we saw at the hotel, they were probably the length of this building out to the portico, and they'd have a long table, beautiful lights. Every shelter in these days has beautiful lights and decoration. And so they would take off work for 8 days, and they would go there and eat all of their meals in the shelter. They would rent the room, stay in the room, go to sleep, come down back to the shelter all day long and stay there. Now, I'm not asking you to do that, but I felt the Lord talking to me that we should build a shelter. Now, I've got one. Mine's kind of tacky looking. I'd like to show you. I might show you if some of the rest of you will show me yours. Mine's not going to be as classy as yours, but thank God for my niece. She came and put up some sheets and a piece of material and closed off my patio. And I've got a neat little table out there. My mother's Bible's laying there for me to read. And I have communion. I don't know who's going to join me for communion and some of the meals. You can eat your meals out there. You can eat one meal a day or whatever you'd like to do. But I find myself just going out there. I'm telling you, there's just something sacred about it. Sarah and David made theirs last night. David went to Home Depot and got lights. And they had their dinner out there already in their shelter. So, Tiff, if you'll just put up those, we're going to rerun these pictures of the shelters again. I know you've seen them twice, but there's others here today that didn't see it. Now, these are really nice. Now, that's one of the ones that was up on the second floor or third floor, whatever it was, of that apartment building. So they enclosed it all the way around, and they put palm leaves on top. All right, next. There's one somebody put out back or some by the horse lot, but I'll tell you, most of us have sprinkler systems, so you can't put it up too far in your yard because the water will get it, all right? Now, skip it. Look at that one. That's more like mine, except it's more cozy inside. Piece of materials, some sheets, clothes off my patio. Next. Look at that one. Is that sweet? Some of that lattice with a table. Yes, table to eat with. Now, there's an apartment building full of them. Everybody in Israel does it. By the way, just everybody in Israel does it, if you're Jewish, for sure. Look at that one. That's so sweet. Family of four. Next. Yeah, look at that. That looks like a pop-up, or what do you call them, an easy-up little tent. All right? Yeah, they put a bale of hay in. Look. And during this time, not only do they give God praise and thank him for bringing them out of bondage, they thank him for being with them as they travel through the wilderness. They're thanking him for the pillar of fire at night that would lead them when they had to walk at night sometimes, and the cloud that came by day, and they followed the cloud. And when it was time to move, somebody blew the shofar, and they had to pack up these little tents, their little lean-to. They had to pack them up and move on, and then they'd set them up again in the next place. So, and they would celebrate the harvest as well, because the harvest comes about this time. So the harvest was celebrated in this one. Look at the corn. Okay? That's a nice one. That's a long one. All right, Tiff, thanks. That one, look at that. And there's your young men standing up taking communion. Now, they don't commemorate communion like we do. When we have communion, we're celebrating the body, the broken body of Jesus and his blood that was shed. When they receive communion, they are receiving the blood of a lamb that was painted over the doorpost, that the death angel passed over when he saw the blood. And they're also commemorating the lamb's body that was broken, and they ate the lamb. So they're talking about coming out of Egypt. We're talking about coming out of the world and the blessing that the Lord Jesus has settled for us. Okay, next. There's mom and dad or grandma, grandpa. Look at that. That's in their backyard. You can see it's on a little cement piece. Maybe for the RV, there's the holes beside it. They're landscaping. But look, they just put some little limbs on top. But they all have lights. It's always neat just to have lights. In Israel, they did candles. Little tablecloth you eat out there. Okay, Ted. That one's a little more fancy, a little more decorative. You can decorate them as much as you want. Go on. Is that it? Okay. Thank you for that. So, they were just there to thank God for all he had done for them. And when they got in the promised land, remember, God says, don't you ever forget where you came from. Because you're living here in this promised land. You're living in houses that you didn't build. And you're eating grapes from a vineyard that you didn't plant. And you've got provision here, and I didn't have to send it from heaven. Okay, I don't have to send bread down for you to eat. You've raised your own wheat out there. You've raised your own barley. So I've made provision in every part of your life. So this is what they're remembering every year. Remember what God did way back there. But our landmark family, now I don't know of anyone else. I've never heard of another pastor doing this. Now, since he's given it to me, I shared it with two or three pastors, and I said, look, listen, here's what we're doing. You might want to join us. But I've never heard of it. But I'm asking our landmark family to make some kind of shelter. And it's just, and I love it because it's a visible reminder of what God has done in our lives. He brought us all out of something. You know he did. You say, well, I've known the Lord since I was a little child. Well, that's good, but you've still been through some stuff. I'll tell you that. You may have went off track and erred in your way, but look how God brought you back by his grace. We may have been sick or diseased or had a bad mom or dad or you were abused, but look what he did. He held you close and he took care of you and he protected you. And you're here today. You may have been an alcoholic or drug addict, but look, you're not anymore. Not anymore. He said, would you remember that? I said, yes, we will, Lord. Oh, when he spoke this to me, I think it was one of the sweetest things. So I'm just going to ask you, if you go out, just give him praise, okay? This isn't about worship. We'll do that when we get here. Worship him. We're talking about, Lord, I thank you. Oh, the sacrifice. I said, Lord, it's not a sacrifice for us to say thank you. And I heard him say, sometimes it is. Sometimes. You know it is. Sometimes. It's not easy to have a praise come out of your lips when everything is upside down in your life. And you're wondering, what in the world are we going to do? How's this going to happen? That happens to a pastor in a church. You're wondering, God, what? And you can't go out there telling everybody. But you go through stuff. You go through life. We've got families. We've got school. We've got community. You've got money. You've got financial issues. All kinds of things. But he says, go ahead, though. And you just remember what I brought you from. And you give me that praise, because when you give me praise, he said, that comes out of your mouth is fruit for me to eat. So how many would like to feed God himself today? You want to feed him? Well, just go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my friends, my family. Thank you for that cup of coffee I have in the morning, or five. Thank you, Lord, for my hairspray. You know, just thanking him for your clothes, your house, your car. And don't ever forget when you didn't have a car. You didn't even have a job. You didn't have 5 cents to your name. Don't forget that. He said, now thank me now for what I brought you out of and how good I've been to you. Hallelujah. So it's a visible reminder. And if you want to take a little speaker out there and your phone and get some music, or however you get your music, just put it on. I'm going to tell you, CeCe Winan would do you pretty good out there singing the goodness of the Lord to her worship album. So let me tell you what a shelter is. A shelter provides protection, of course. Protection from the sun, the rain, the cold, the wind, the storms. It gives safety. And now we hear all over the land about homeless shelters. Those poor people laying out on a sidewalk, building homeless shelters to give them a shelter from the wind and the rain. And when you and I are in a different zone or we're having a tough time, he says, I provide shelter for you right here under my wing. This is also a picture of where he says, I take you to. And I just want to say, what a beautiful thing that he has opened our hearts to today that we can do. So, Tiff, would you put up Psalms 27, 5, 6? Let me just bring this to you. And I don't have 25 verses today, but I might. Psalms 27, 5, 6. Look at this. That's all right, Keith. Bless you, Brother Niles. Psalms 27, 5. Look at this. Now, this is the NIV I'm reading from. I just like, oh, did I tell you? Okay, we'll read New King James. For in the time of trouble, and I want to say not only then, but in the good times. Right now, he wants to talk to us. He said, now in a time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. A pavilion is also a covering, right? Huh? Y'all know what a pavilion is? It's a covering. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up. Look at this. Above my enemies, whatever one you might have, all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. And I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Go on down one, let me see. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. No, we're talking about praise here, okay? We're not even talking about prayer, okay? Listen, this might offend some of you, but please don't go out there and start praying and asking him to do a bunch of things. Okay, we're not out there. If you want to ask him to do something, go back in your house and pray. We're just out there to say, thank you, Jesus. Bless your food when you eat it. Have a good dinner with him. The thing about the dinner, you say, we're not going to fast. No, we're going to fast later on. This is about praise. This is about, remember when he said, I will come, I will make my abode with you, and I will come in and dine with you? I'll come in and have dinner with you. How often does we get to have dinner with him, or he has dinner with us? But if you'll eat your dinner out there with him, you'll be eating with him. Y'all will be dining together. What a beautiful thought. Isaiah said, Lord, you have been a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. Now, every time what we just read, let me read it to you in another version. We don't have the new living up there. But God says, I will hide you in the shelter of my sacred tent. And I'll tell you, last night when I walked out there into that little shelter, because I built it just for him, see. And whatever you do out on your patio, wherever you do it, you're doing that just for him. You're not doing that for you because it's outside. And I'm glad it's going to be a nice week. We're going to do it just Monday through Wednesday. And I would imagine some of you are just going to want to keep it up the rest of the week. But anyway, you're just going to go out there and have dinner with him and praise him. Just sit there and listen to the music. Close your eyes and, Lord, I thank you. So he says he'll hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent. And at his sacred tent, listen to this, at his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing. And I will make music to the Lord. So what we're going to do is just stop and say, thank you, Jesus. We have not forgotten your love and your faithfulness. We have just never forgotten it. And you know what's sad, church, right now? And you know this as well as I do. We've seen it over the years. And I don't know. We may be guilty ourselves. I really try to sit down, enjoy my blessing, whatever, no matter how small, how medium, or how large, just the good little things. But we just live in this world, and in a church world, and I hate to say this, that we just rush past the blessings. We just rush past the blessing, get on to the next one. Just go on to the next one. No, we're just going to stop here a minute to say thank you, Jesus. And don't thank him for your whole family once. Just thank him for each boy and each girl, and especially for your wife. Thank him, men, for the day you met your wife. Thank him, ladies, for that day that he brought your husband into your life, and your mama and your daddy, how good they were for you, and maybe they weren't all that. But they put something in you. They put some strength in you. Took my little ones driving through the park. You can't really hang out at parks too much anymore. But we were driving through Murray, and there weren't many people there. And there was this little piece of, over down by the duck pond. It had already come from the waterfalls. And it come over this way. And it was like a little I don't know what you call it, like a little creek or something, and it was just flowing. And here's this water there. I think it was last year. And they had on Crocs. And I said, guys, look, that water is flowing. It hadn't been flowing in a long time. Jump out there. Can we get in then? I said, yeah, get in. You know, it was only up past their ankles. Get in. So I got out. Of course, I'm taking pictures. And, man, they're just having a good old time in that water with their Crocs on, getting all wet. And you know what? I went home that night, and I thought, that was just the sweetest thing. It was just so precious. I thanked him for that, Adriana. You see those sweet little kids of yours just doing these little angelic things, and you get so thankful. You just get thankful for the things that you see. So don't just make it all about the big things, but make it about everything. Oh, the big things are amazing, and the little things are amazing, and the good things, hallelujah, all of them. So don't just run past that blessing you got the other day. Oh, that was so good. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then you go on to the next one. You done forgot about that one. No, don't forget about it. So, I don't know. You might need to write it down, but I think, you know what? We have enough to be thankful for that we don't have to repeat it everything every time we're out there. Now, you'll probably repeat thanks for your family, I would suppose, because we're all thankful for our families. But you hear what I'm saying. But I just heard him say, now slow down and tell everybody just to stop. And this was the sweetest part. He said, because I want their attention. I just want their attention. And I want them to tell me they love me. I don't want them to tell me how good I am. I just want them to tell me of the wonderful things I've done. And I just wonder if they remembered the other day when I gave them that little blessing and someone said, hey, can I take you to lunch? I wonder if they remembered that. Was that a blessing? Of course it was a blessing. No, it was just fellowship. No, it was a blessing. Somebody told me the other day, them and a friend was eating out, and somebody on their job stepped up, and in fact, it was a CEO there at the hospital, and they said, we just want to buy your lunch, Sarah, you and them, we just want to buy it. What was that? It was a blessing. Well, she came home sharing that. It was a blessing. Now, what's the next one? Today, I'm going to go home. One of the announcements tonight that I'll praise him with is those 6 cans of hairspray. Lord, you're so good. You know, Dee didn't have to do that, but she did, and you probably made her, but you know what I'm saying. Because after all, church, it was his Holy Spirit, his Spirit. We call him the Holy Spirit, but he is the Spirit of God. That's who the Holy Spirit is. He is the Spirit of God. And he said, it's my Spirit, after all, that gave you all of those gifts. Every gift that we have, any little gift of prophecy, any gift of exhortation, any gift of helps, any time that you could give something to somebody, he said, I'm the one that gave you those gifts, and I'm the one that gave you those fruits. I give you all the fruit. I'm the one that makes you kind when you don't want to be kind. I'm the one that gave you gentleness when you could blow up. Those are my fruit from my Spirit. So don't forget to thank him. And don't feel like you're being prideful. And you don't need any false humility. Just say, thank you, Lord. I was kind this week. Thank you. I had gentleness come on me. Thank you. Lord, I was able to have long suffering through that situation. I made it through. Thank you, Lord. Because sometimes we don't have any long suffering left. We're like, thank you, Lord. You helped me get through that. So, he's provided everything for us. Even that big family you got, Brother Leonard and Mary Ann. That sweet big family with all those kids. What a blessing. Somebody told me the other day, I did a funeral. I forget, I think it was a relative of one of you. And they had, listen, they had 72 grandchildren and greats. 72. What a blessed, blessed, blessed person. That was wonderful. So for these next few days, I believe it's going to be life-changing for us. I don't know what's going to come of it. I don't know what will come out of it besides God being really enjoying us. He's going to enjoy us. And if you can't do one, if you can't put anything out at your place wherever you are, then just go in your house and make you a little shelter, maybe in your bedroom or a closet or a spare room. But get along, get a place for just you and him so that you can thank him. But I'm just praying that our eyes will be opened to his very sweet faithfulness and his unfailing love. This year, this is the Bible I'm reading through. This is a New Living Bible. I've never read the New Living Bible all the way through. So this is the one I'm doing this year, and all the way through it. Even in the Old Testament and the New, it talks about God's unfailing love. Isn't that wonderful? It never fails, his unfailing love. So I pray that this is going to be a visual to us when we're out there in those shelters. He said, I'll shelter you under my wing, and you will acknowledge my unfailing love. So the same God that brought the people of Israel out is the same God that you and I are celebrating today. Same one, not a different God, exactly the same. Also, we're going to remember that he is soon to come back and get us. Okay, don't forget that. Even the people of Israel were expecting the coming of the Messiah. Though they didn't understand it, they didn't know Jesus, baby Jesus was the Messiah, but they're still expecting the Messiah to come. And he is. We are expecting the coming of the Lord to come back and get us. So tell him that, Lord, we're expecting to see you. And I hope that all of you will join us for at least one meal out in a shelter, receive communion, receive his body. Just thank him for his broken body. Thank him for his blood that was shed for us. Just thank him. And don't forget to just give him praise for his broken body with juice and with bread. Now, we have these little cups, but those are for Sunday morning, okay? So we don't have enough to spread out. So please don't, we can't give those cups out. Just the other day, I just went and bought a little bottle of grape juice, some Ritz crackers, oyster crackers are always good to get. I like to split the little Ritz or the saltine cracker and make sure you have a hole in the cracker where you split it. Make sure you have a hole in it, and that just represents the holes that was in Jesus' hands and feet, all right? Just my little thing that I like to do. Okay, I'm going to read to you from, and I'll be done. No more scriptures after this. How many of you love the scriptures? Thanks. I'll read some more. All right. Here's what I found. Tiff, you can put this up in the New Living Translation if you want. I'm going to put up Psalms 92. Now, if you read 91, it talks about his shelter all the time. But I want to show you 92. But I'm going to read it like I got it out of the Old Living Bible that my mother had, because it just fits what you and I are going to do. So that Psalms 92, we'll just start at verse 1, and that's in the NLT. Did we have that? Oh, we didn't have that. Okay, never mind. I'm just going to read it, all right? All right, and here was the heading in that Bible. It said, this is a song to sing on the Lord's special days. Now, this is a special day. This is a special week, both in Israel and here. Now, here's what it said. It is good to say thank you to the Lord, to sing praises to the God who is above all gods. Every morning, tell him, thank you for your kindness, and every evening rejoice in all of his faithfulness. Sing praises accompanied by music from the harp, the lute, the lyre, or the lyre. You have done so much for me. Tell him, Lord, you've done so much for me. Lord, no wonder I'm glad. I sing for joy. Amen. Oh, the Lord is good. Stand with me today. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you. Don't forget that he has a, this is just a picture of a shelter. This is just symbolic of a shelter, because the shelter is him. The shelter is actually the Lord Jesus Christ. Here. It's him. It's his eyes overlooking. It's his protective hand over your business, over your life, over your family, over your heart, over your mind, over your soul, over your emotions. He said, I'm all of that. Good to see you, Brittany. I'm all of that to all people. And I will take care of you and I'll shelter you just like this. He's, look, let me tell you something. If you are insecure or something has caused you to feel insecurity, he is totally secure. And he is total security when we don't have any. And no one's insignificant. I mean, no, not one. No one's insignificant. We all matter. I don't care who you are. You matter to him. So wonderful, Jesus. I just said it everywhere. I know how to say it. In these last 3 weeks, and Lord, I believe we have it by now, what we're going to do. Starting tomorrow through Wednesday, or however long they want to go. But Lord, we just want to tell you how wonderful, how good. And you would make yourself so real to some that just really can't grasp that you are real. I know that we have a hard time realizing that you really do have a great love for us. But I believe that this week, while we are eating with you and we are celebrating your blood and your body and you keeping us as we're on this path to the promised land, Lord, sometimes we're like the people of Israel. We're just coming through the wilderness, but you're with us. You've given us the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. But Lord, we're thankful. And I love you, Jesus. And may our hearts be open. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord, that we might see you as we praise you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Would you sing that? Oh, yeah. All my life. All my life. Close your eyes, please, and sing this to him. Would you lift your hand and sing it to him?
All my life you have been so, so good.
With every breath,
that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love
your voice.
Yeah, I love your voice, Lord.
You have led me through the fire, the dark. You are close like no other. I know you as a father. I know you as my friend.
And I've lived in the good life and the goodness of God. All my life, come on, let's say it again. Thank you. Father, I thank you that you're in this house with us this morning. But I know you're going to go before us. You said, I send my angels before you. And God, you will meet us at the tent this week. You'll meet us at the tent. You've commanded and we are obedient. We love you. Thank you for wanting to be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let me bless you this morning. To all of our guests, thank you for being here at Landmark. Thank you so much. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you wherever you go, whatever you're doing in his name. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you and turn his beautiful countenance towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, singers, musicians, for blessing.